Literal translations don't always convey the most accurate meaning. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Kathleen Hart, associate professor of French at Vassar College, discusses the nature of capturing meaningful translations.
We expect a translation, also known as a target text, to be as faithful as possible to the meaning of the original version, called the source text. But what if the source text is a literary work whose value depends heavily on the acoustic qualities, the sound effects of words in the original language? In that case, the most accurate translation might lack the musical qualities that give the source text its aesthetic appeal. I encountered this problem while translating short stories by the 19th century French woman writer George Sand. Born Aurore Dupin, Sand was famous for wearing trousers, smoking cigars, and maintaining close friendships with leading musicians, including composer Franz Liszt. In 1836, Liszt dedicated to Sand his Rondo Fantastique, based on a popular Spanish song about a smuggler. A year later, Sand returned the favor when she dedicated to Liszt her short story called The Smuggler, inspired by his piano piece. The story begins, "Heurtons les coupes de la joie," let's clink the cups of joy. Now, the word cups is not the most accurate translation of the French word coupe, literally champagne glasses. But the phrase champagne glasses drags the sentence down. On the other hand, cups has a crisp, upbeat sound, and the staccato repetition of the k sound in clink the cups gives it a sharp ring, like the sound of Liszt's piano. Translation as an art aims to capture not just the content of the source text, but its expressive features as well.
That was Kathleen Hart of Vassar College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.